Today, the gospel is kind of disheartening, huh? It says, I didn't come to bring peace, but I've come to bring division. And the division will happen in family. And any one of us who've tried anything, we know that's where it becomes, huh? And the division always comes over from when we stand up for what's right. You know, and so people, there's always garbage and that goes on. But before we just deal with that as our families, we got to begin with ourselves. And that's what the second reading is about, huh? The second reading talks about in our struggle against sin, we have not yet struggled until the point of shedding blood. Isn't that a great thought? You know, that, okay, I'm called to shed blood to stop sinning. That it's a struggle that you and I need to be into. How do we deal with our sin? Sometimes it's easy to point out everyone else's sin, and that can cause division. But we need to focus also, and usually primarily, on ourselves and our own sin and in our struggle with sin. But when we do this, we need to know that we're not alone in this, because the second reading gives us two things that are helps. First, it talks about that. You get it, the first line? We have this of. I know there's DME people here. Hopefully one of you heard something. We have this cloud of witnesses. Thank you. We have a cloud of witnesses. And who's this cloud of witnesses? The saints that have went before us, that they've went through their struggle. And now they sit there and see the face of God. And they don't just sit there and say, phew, we made it. Look at those poor slobs down there. They're still fighting. They're here and they're praying for us. That we have the saints in heaven at this very moment that are praying for us. And what are they praying for us for? Not that we just don't sin, but that, again, as the second reading told us, that we keep our eyes on Jesus. We keep our eyes on Jesus. Now, that's most important, because often when we sin, who do we look at? Ourselves. And we look at our own sinfulness and our own struggles and see, I'm no good. And usually the devil gives us the 1-2 punch. Bam! He makes us sin, and then bam! He tells us we're no good. And so we just keep focused on self, focused on self, focused on self. But the second reading says, don't focus on self. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And see, in our struggle of our sin, that's what we got to do. Our being set free of our sin is because of Jesus Christ, not because we're going to try harder. I'm going to really try this time, Father. Oh, you wait. I'm never going to do that again. Well, that got to be your intention. But my lines are still crowded for people going to confession. When I go all around the world, people are always in line for confession. That's all I do more than anything else, your confessions. But well, what is this, Father? Because so often we're only trying to do it ourselves. That's the problem. We cannot deal with sin ourselves. We need help. Because what that does is it helps us to kill our pride. That's why when you go to confession, the priest is there to help you. Sometimes he'll be very gentle. Sometimes he'll kick you in the butt because you need it, because that's what it is to help you at this moment. You know, different people need different things. And isn't that the way Jesus dealt with us? With the great sinners, someone caught in adultery. Does anyone condemn you? No one, sir. Neither do I condemn you. Then you take Jesus dealing with the Pharisees. They didn't commit any big sins. They didn't not only not break the Ten Commandments, they didn't break the 700 commandments of Leviticus. And yet he wasn't gentle with them at all. He was very hard on them. He wasn't even very politically correct on them. He told them they were going to hell. He was like, ah, 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 ah. Both for the same reason, to get them unfocused on self and to get them focused on him and to get them focused on Almighty God. And so what Jesus is here is saying, listen, in your struggle with sin, you haven't yet reached the point of shedding blood. What's this mean? It means you haven't died enough to yourself yet. Die and let me take over. Get out of the way. Now that'll kill us, right? It'll kill us. It'll shed our own blood when I sit there and have to acknowledge I can't do this myself, but Jesus, I want you to. There's two problems though. The first problem begins is when we don't have the humility enough to ask Jesus and I think I can do this myself. The second one is when I don't want to stop dealing with my sin at all. Why? Because I like it. You ever sit there and say, remember even St. Augustine was like that, was he not? Remember St. Augustine? And I love it. If you ever want to read a great book, read his Confessions of St. Augustine. Because he was so real, there was no like, oh, look at me, I'm so holy, oh God, my holy God, you're so good, and I'm not. No. He says he struggled. What was his biggest struggle? Do you know St. Augustine's? Sex. He loved sex. Nobody here likes that, I know. Nobody else here. Not one person here has any trouble with lust. But he loved having sex. In fact, his big prayer was, God, make me pure, but not yet. Huh? Lord, you know, I want to give up having sex, but not right now. You know, and he had a baby out of wedlock, and he had a mistress, and then he had another mistress, and that was his big thing. In his mind, he accepted Christianity, but he couldn't do it in his body. And so what finally got him out of that is an angel, we believe, said, take and read. And there was a Bible there, and he picked up the Bible, which wasn't like our Bibles nowadays, but he picked up a Bible, and it says, no longer shall you do this and carousing and different things, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. And instantly it was done. He couldn't do it himself. So Jesus came to his aid through his word. Whatever struggle we have in ourself, you know, and again, if our struggle isn't with sexuality or sin or lust, we have other struggles. It could be with gossip. It could be with pride. It could be with selfishness. It could be with arrogance. It could be fill in the blank. And you're sitting there thinking, yeah, all those ones you said, Father, none of those bother me. I really don't have any of the other ones. Well, yours could be judgment, you know, whatever it happens to be. Fill in the blank. We all got it. Everyone here has some struggle. So we got to let Jesus give our sins to Jesus. And that's much more than just confessing them. Because again, when you go to confession, it's, yeah, I did it. Okay. And you feel bad and you walk out. Okay. I feel better. I'm going to try harder. That ain't what he wants. He wants you to confess it and then give it to him. Let him deal with it. Let him take control of your life. Whatever you struggle with, Jesus, I can't do it. I still want to do this, Lord. In my heart of hearts, help me. And he will. But then you're going to have to die, shed blood, and let him take over. And then not only let him take over, but this cloud of witnesses. The cloud of witnesses isn't just the saints. It's the brothers and sisters around you. You know, the Lord keeps us humble by making us need each other, right? So that's why I go, and I used to go to my spiritual director all the time. Well, he's dead. So I now go to other priests. Father Nick and I go to confession to each other all the time, and we talk to each other, and we challenge each other. And there's other people, priests, Father Kosecki, who I go and I say, okay, I'm struggling. Or I talk to friends and I say, listen, I'm struggling. And then they give me strength. I can't do it myself. Neither can you. So you got to start dealing with your sin. And the way you're going to do with that is you're going to acknowledge it. You're going to confess it. You're going to go to Jesus for help. Let him give him permission. Give him permission to take over because you can't do it. And then get other people to help you, to be honest with them, to let them love you and challenge you, huh? Because that's often the way most of us get converted and get on to the next level, is when someone we love challenges us. Now, it'll give division sometimes, like in the gospel, but the division can usually be healed. Because after everything's said and done, people will sit there and say, well, you were thinking about me. You weren't thinking about you, hopefully. But we need to confess it, ask Jesus for help to forgive us, to take over, and then look for other people to help us too. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.